One of the most talked about Cochrane reviews ever is the assessment of mammography screening done by a team of researchers in Denmark. Peter Gutsche, the director of the Nordic Cochrane Center and one of the authors of the review, describes the review's findings and what these mean for decisions about routine screening of women for breast cancer.
Using mammography screening to screen healthy women for breast cancer aims to find cancer before a lump can be felt. Screening can reduce mortality from breast cancer, but it also finds many harmless cancers that would not have gone on to cause any symptoms or problems. The detection of these harmless cancers, which would have stayed undetected through the remaining lifetime of the woman if she had not been screened, is called overdiagnosis. And because it is not possible to distinguish between dangerous and harmless cancers at the time they are found, all detected cases are treated, meaning that overdiagnosis leads to overtreatment. Therefore, high quality research is needed to work out the balance between the benefits and harms. The necessary evidence should come from randomized trials of mammography screening, and we have done a Cochrane systematic review of this research. However, after studying more than 500,000 women, we found that it is not clear whether screening does more good than harm. If 2,000 women are screened regularly for 10 years, one will benefit from the screening, as she will avoid dying from breast cancer. At the same time, because of the detection of harmless cancers, 10 healthy women will become cancer patients and will be treated unnecessarily. These women will have part or all of their breast removed, and they will often receive radiotherapy and sometimes chemotherapy and other cancer drugs. Furthermore, many healthy women will experience a false alarm. The psychological strain while they wait to find out whether or not they have cancer, and even afterwards, can be severe. The number of women who have a false alarm differs from country to country. In Europe, it is about 200 for every 2,000 women screened for 10 years, whereas in USA, it is about twice this. Taking all this evidence together means that it may be reasonable to attend for breast cancer screening with mammography, but it may also be reasonable not to attend. Women need to be aware of this when deciding about mammography, and we have written a pamphlet giving information about the benefits and harms of screening with mammography. We hope that this will allow a woman, together with her family and her doctor, to make a well-informed decision on whether or not to attend for screening. The pamphlet is available at www.screening.dk and at www.cochrane.dk.
As well as using the web to obtain the pamphlet that Peter Gutsche mentioned, you can find the review and its assessment of the evidence from the randomized trials of mammography screening on the internet at www.cochrane.dk.